Please be seated. Say to those with an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. This word of God from Isaiah 35 is fulfilled in our gospel reading from Mark 7. You just heard the story. She is a Gentile woman, and she has an anxious heart. She lives on edge, out on the margins, Tyre and Sidon. But she lives in a nightmare. The devil has her daughter and won't let go for anything. There is nowhere to go for help. They live on the borderlands of those who have the inheritance of God. She is a Greek and a Syrophoenician by birth. She is not one of them. She has no right. She has no claim on God's help, his power, his salvation. But in spite of that fact, she comes to Jesus and she hangs on to him and will not let go for anything. This woman is one of the most amazing people in the scriptures. She hears the word about Jesus and she takes action. She goes to him. She asks him to save her little daughter from the grasp of the devil. And he says to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." In effect, he says no to her. But she keeps after him anyway. She persists. She comes to him. She falls at his feet, entreating him. She begs him to have compassion on her daughter. She claims what she has no right to claim. She has no equity with the children of Israel. And in spite of that fact, nevertheless, God's promises are fulfilled for her. They are fulfilled in the person of Jesus. Jesus saves her daughter. She is restored, and she is her mother's own again. The word of God from Isaiah 35 is accomplished in our gospel reading from Mark 7. You just heard the story. The deaf mute is a man with an anxious heart. He lives on edge in the Decapolis. He has a problem that is beyond anyone to cure. He cannot hear, and no one can restore his hearing. He cannot speak, and no one can restore his speech. But he has friends who know about Jesus. They bring him to Jesus to lay hands on him. They beg him to heal their friend, and Jesus touches the man and speaks healing, restoring words. Ephphatha, be opened. And God's promises are accomplished for them. They are accomplished in Jesus, who restores their friend's hearing and who restores his speech. The deaf mute man and his friends are some of the most amazed people in the scriptures. This Jesus does all things well, they say. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. God keeps his Isaiah 35 promises. He heals, he saves, he restores. Jesus is the promise of God fulfilled, accomplished. Jesus is the living promise of a gracious God come in human flesh to save, to restore a fallen world. Well, in these latter days of this fallen world, there are many anxieties. many fears to face, and they can become overwhelming at times. Terrorism and bloodshed causing grief and suffering all over the world. Earthquakes, hurricanes destroying lives and livelihoods, property and homes. Sickness and disease never seem to end and keep coming back. And there is a public parade of corruption and treachery that passes daily before our eyes, the leaders celebrating their deception, betrayal, and lies. Except as propaganda, theirs are meaningless words, powerless words. Lawlessness, wickedness, hatred, persecution, ruined relationships, faithlessness, it's only getting worse. Sin's corruption seems to be our present and our future. It's taken hold of us and will not let go. What's going on in the world is only part of our anxieties. Our own sinful lives can weigh heavy upon us, our thoughts and actions against God and His Word, our failure to love and respect, our jealousies, anger, lusts, lies that we tell ourselves and others. All of these things weaken us and pull us further away from God and His promises. Because of our sin, we don't have any claim on God's power, His healing, His salvation. In our sin, sin holds on to us and will not let go, and we are powerless to end its destruction in our lives. We're unable to save ourselves, and we need to turn from our sins daily and look to God. And His Word comes to us and for us in the words from Isaiah 35. Say to those with an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. But there is more. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and the streams in the desert. The burning sands shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. This promise of God is fulfilled in our gospel reading from Mark 7. And it is fulfilled today, here, for each and every one of us. We stand before God with no claim on His mercy, with no rights to His justice, His healing, His salvation. And in spite of that fact, nevertheless, His promises are for us. Today, our Savior Jesus comes to us. He speaks words of comfort to anxious hearts. And these words drive away our fears. They strengthen our faith. His words heal and save. They mend what is broken. They restore what is lost. They bring us back to Himself and keep us close to Him. And this is the best place in the whole world to be, because with Jesus, our salvation is won. God's vindication, His justification of us as His own people is accomplished. And our restoration to Him and our restoration of the whole creation is complete. God is keeping His promise according to His word at work here and throughout the world. His word is working. In baptism's word and water, in washing and cleansing, Jesus is at work in his Holy Supper. Today, here and now, our Savior Jesus comes to you. He gives himself to you, his body, his blood for you. His word is accomplishing what it promises, delivering his forgiveness, bestowing his salvation, ensuring his new life. The coming of God in human flesh to save and restore all creation has changed everything. And he has come and continues to come. Here and now, our only hope is in Jesus. Our only cause for comfort, our only source of peace, is Jesus himself. As God promised, he has come with vengeance. He has accomplished his justice and imposed his just penalties against his enemies. And he has sent his own son to die and to be restored to life again, so that anxious, fearful people may be saved and restored to him forever. God's word is true. All his promises are fulfilled, accomplished, and fleshed in Jesus Christ. And this is what God has to say to our anxious world. Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Amen. Please stand for the confession of the Nicene Creed.